Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Today, by the way, is Nicholas Backstrom Appreciation Day here on 106.7 The Fan. We hope you heard Nicholas Backstrom on with us at 7:40, and we just talked to Alan May. If you missed any of that, go to the Odyssey app. You can listen to it there as well. And upcoming, Craig Lachlan at 11:30, on with B. Mitch and Finley. 12:45, Caps GM Brian McClellan will join the fellas. And then later today on Grant and Danny, our friend Joe Beninati, he is on at 4 p.m. And Alex Ovechkin is joining Grant and Danny today at 4:30 before Backstrom plays in his 1,000th game for the Capitals tonight. So big Caps day here on The Fan.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. All right, you want to get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment cakes?
Yes, brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda. Go to wavesoda.com, put in our code JUNKIES, you get 15% off, and they'll deliver the Wave Soda directly to your front door. It's awesome.
All right, I guess it's finally official. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez confirm they've split up, finally. After 4 years of dating, they say they're better off as friends.
If I were in studio staring at Cody Betts in drab t-shirt, this is where I would play the whoopee-doo sound effect. I couldn't care less if they're together or they're split apart. It doesn't really affect my life one way or another.
No one cares. I'm guessing A-Rod caused it, but who knows?
Is Anthony Edwards very upset from the T-Wolves, who doesn't even know who A-Rod is? Is he upset about the split?
I wonder if he even knows who J-Lo is.
But wouldn't you argue that they're probably our biggest celebrity couple here in the United States? I mean, who's bigger?
It's a good question.
Who's a bigger celebrity couple? I mean, I think maybe Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are pretty high profile with
it's
the
a big
voice.
But A-Rod and J-Lo, I think, are bigger.
I think Kanye and Kim Kardashian, when they were together, Jay-Z and Beyonce,
that's probably bigger. I'd say
that might be the A couple now, huh?
Yeah. I think they were
bigger.
Well,
you know what? Harry and Markle are based here now. So even though he's British.
But they're Brits. I can't claim them. They're just.
Yeah. Well, she's not. She's not a Brit.
She's not, but
true.
He is.
I'm just saying they're based here, so they're pretty big. I mean, they get as much attention. They get more worldwide attention, certainly, than J-Lo.
I mean, if they show up at a Lakers game or something, they're going to get a ton of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. Also, I'd say Victoria Beckham, right, and David Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, we're naming the biggies. Are we missing anyone?
Yeah, you're missing John Legend and Chrissy Teigen and probably Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
I love Blake Lively.
That's a big
not
one.
In the same stratosphere. Oh, that's not the same stratosphere.
They're not, sure but is. they're still big.
As A-Rod? You're just
come
a
on, dude. A-Rod, I would
no,
argue.
J-Lo's bigger than both of them. I mean, they're big. Yeah, they're just not on that level.
Come on. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are not in that league. I mean, I know that Drab's in love with Ryan.
You just mentioned Victoria Beckham.
Well, she was in the biggest girl band
40
maybe
years
in history.
Ago.
Okay. All right. And she's married to one of the most famous soccer players of all time. I mean, that's a pretty big celebrity couple. You're naming a guy just because he's dreamy.
Well, let me have it.
You know.
Tom Brady and Giselle.
Ryan Reynolds.
Tom Brady and Giselle, bigger than A-Rod.
That's a big one. Then bigger than A-Rod.
I think about Drabby and his wife, Sally, more than I think about the Beckhams.
You know what? You're right.
Correct.
I never think about the Beckhams.
You are a power couple.
Happy
You're the power
birthday.
Couple
Jason.
Of Aldi, Virginia.
Yeah,
that's right. They are the biggest power couple in Aldi. Yes.
Yes.
Jason did have one thing correct. They're saying that A-Rod's scandal with Madison LaCroix ultimately is the reason for the breakup. Remember, she was telling people on set or whatever or that she was direct messaging A-Rod or something and setting up some sort of rendezvous. And when that story came out, ultimately J-Lo was so embarrassed by it that it just started to snowball downhill. So they're done, ski cakes.
Yeah, they're
better
done
off as friends.
Let's never talk about
children
them
together.
Again.
No harm, no foul.
It wasn't
A-Rod's
funny that
buying.
A few weeks ago, J-Lo's camp, or I don't know if it was her who spoke, said, no, these are just rumors. It's BS. Mm-hmm. We're not. I mean, you never know right. what to believe.
Well, when there's smoke, there's fire, usually. Mm-hmm. But just imagine if they were able to buy the Mets together, how messy that would be. Right? Think about
oh,
that.
Yeah.
They tried to buy the Mets together. Now, I believe, has A-Rod already been accepted as the owner of the T-Wolves?
Pretty
or just
sure.
kind of assumed he's going to be the guy, right?
I don't think it's official, but I think it's going to be him and that guy, the other Billy, Mark, is it Mark Lohr?
Okay.
Another guy.
I think that's
so,
right.
And so, and J-Lo is not a part of the group, right?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen her name. So, yeah, what a mess that would have been if she was actually part owner of the Mets and have to try to figure all that out. Let me see. Justin Bieber, the Biebs, is back in the news. He's making revelations, and apparently he recently revealed that his drug use was so bad at one point that bodyguards would have to sneak into his room at night and check his pulse wow. to make sure he was still alive.
That's kind of scary.
What was he on? You know, was he doing?
Don't know.
Was he like a opiates guy, or was it?
I think there was an opiates issue, right? I remember watching with my daughter one of those YouTube little things, like documentaries about him or something. Mm-hmm. And you know how he gets in that air thing that like Michael Jackson would.
Oh,
get
like
in
a hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, he gets in one of those chambers.
Didn't
to try
Gil?
To,
didn't Gil used to have?
I think
yeah.
Gil
yeah.
used
when
to
he's
do
here
that.
With the Wiz.
A lot of celebs do that.
Yeah,
but I think he also kind of does that to kind of get the poison out or something. You know,
okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Sweat
know
out Cakes, the toxins.
I know Cakes gets the poison out a different way.
get that poison out.
Hey, you got to get the poison out some way. It's going to come out one way or another. You know that.
Cakes, I thought of you when I saw this. I still can't believe that people watch The Masked Singer. I mean, that's when you know it's over. Civilization is over. But they kicked off the orca. And did you see who the orca was, Cakes, on The Masked Singer?
Are you serious? Are you
I'm being serious.
Are you doing a bit? Like, I'm
no.
supposed to know who the orca was?
Well,
the killer
if you
whale?
Saw the story, I think it would capture your attention because... It was someone that your yes. wife gets sized for.
Was it Mark McGrath?
It was Mark McGrath.
Really? He was the orca on Masked Singer. That's pretty
now,
funny.
Now, it's such a D-list show. Is Mark McGrath that well known? I know he does like E.T., and I like Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. I don't think wife knows who he is.
Probably not.
I bet
not.
You Teresa doesn't know who he is. Do you think Most Teresa knows who Mark McGrath is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she does?
She's probably okay. fantasized over him.
By the way, I heard a Sugar Ray Diddy. I'm glad that they're still making money outside of, you know, touring or, you know, they're not selling any albums in 2021. I heard one of their songs, I think it was Fly, their biggest hit ever, on an Arby's commercial.
Oh, they're
like
making cash.
Like within the last week or so. So they're right. getting paid. So
By
good
the way,
for
if
them.
If there was a remake of the movie Orca, you could film it in my neighborhood.
because of all the all the people.
By the way, we're forgetting a big celebrity couple. Someone's vibing it. Tom and Giselle.
No, no, Drabby mentioned that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Drab threw that in there.
All right, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
That's okay.
Drabby, that's a big one.
He definitely did.
That's bigger than Reynolds and
You could also throw in Russ and Ciara as well, but I'm praying for a breakup.
You're hoping that they go their separate ways?
Do you think
ways?
She's hurting the way he's playing?
She's poisoned his soul.
Oh, she has? Really? Yeah, how so? What is her biggest, worst influence on Russ?
Well, he's all about I don't want, you know, magazine Russell Wilson.
Oh,
what's the phrase he's what's the word he uses in that stupid video?
Unlimited?
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Yeah. It all started with unlimited.
Here's what Drab wants. Drab wants the old, nerdy, not cool Russell Wilson who wore like faded jeans and like dad New Balance sneakers. He wants 100%. That Russ back.
The Russ that was wearing Hawaiian shirts.
He doesn't want Russ who's wearing like fancy leather jackets and is chic and stylish. He hates that Russ.
I hate red carpet Russell Wilson.
Right. Well, you know who else hates him? Pete Carroll hates red carpet Russ. He wants the old Russ back
right now, by the way.
Oh, he's Russ is back to saying go Hawks.
He is.
Okay, so you know all's well in the world.
He's putting out videos of him training in Seahawk helmets.
By the way, we knew that was all BS, that he was going to be traded, and Carroll wanted him out. We knew that was all crap.
Hey, am I going to overdraft DK Metcalf in all of my fantasy drafts in about 5 months? Is that going to happen, Drab, or should it happen?
I don't think it's an overdraft.
I don't think it's an overdraft. Hmm. Yeah, pick him early.
I mean, you're not taking him in the first round, but he's not an overdraft.
Cakes, some of the paparazzi were a little taken aback, and I think people were a little nervous when they saw Brad Pitt being photographed exiting a Beverly Hills medical center in a wheelchair one Wednesday.
Okay. There now, has remember, to be a story behind it.
Brad, ACL, do you know how old ACL. Brad Pitt is?
I'm going to say Brad Pitt.
54. No, 57.
All right, you're in at 57. I mean, we're 50. He's definitely older than us. 57 is a great guess. I'm going to go 1 year younger, 56. No, scratch that. 58.
No, Jason nailed it, 57.
Damn.
Yeah.
He was wearing, a black hoodie and gray jeans. He looked kind of skinny. And they wheeled him out along with a bodyguard. Apparently, after he had some dental work.
He's like you, EB. He had a lot of dental work he needed done. But I'm guessing you've never gotten wheeled out in a wheelchair after one of your root canals.
No, I'm tougher than Brad Pitt. I walk right out of there on my own 2 feet. But he had his wisdom teeth removed. And, you know, that's a big deal. So he probably was under heavy narcotics.
Whatever, Tiger probably gave him something.
Right. And, you know, he's going to go home and boo-hoo for a couple days because that's no joke. But he looks, man, I'm looking at him. If you didn't know any better, you'd say, that's a pretty sickly dude in that chair. He looks pretty skinny. Wonder if he's keto or something. What's going on with that dude?
He needs to go eat a hamburger. Yeah, put some meat on his bones.
Somebody give him my Burger King gift cards I got or McDonald's.
Stop getting so skinny, Brad Pitt. Come on. What do you think you're doing? Fight Club Part 2?
We didn't talk about this yet, right? It's not really entertainment related, but it's kind of pop culture-y. Bernie Madoff donked off, Cakes. Remember Bernie Madoff?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Big time Ponzi schemer, scam artist, stole billions.
Right. He was in, I think he was in jail for 10, 11 years, and he lived, I mean, quite a life. And for a long time, he was getting a lot of dough from a lot of celebrities, a lot of high-powered people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he and his children and his wife, they were living like royalty.
I think Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick gave him a bunch of dough, and they're like, where did all our money go? Where's all of our cash?
But, you know, I think it's 10, 11 years later, he donked off. I think he was in his early 80s.
82, yeah.
His two sons are dead.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I think, died of like cancer or something. The other one committed suicide in 2010. Looks like his wife has remarried, and they have images of her. She's not living in poverty by any stretch. She's living in a $4 million waterfront mansion in Connecticut with her husband.
I'm very jealous. I like waterfront property.
Yeah. So
who doesn't?
Just you know, interesting side note that he did ultimately end up dying in prison. If you cakes can swindle, now I mean he really destroyed people's lives. He took their life savings and just did whatever he want with it. Obviously, you can't even throw the hypothetical out there because you just ruin people's lives. But let's just say you don't ruin people's lives.
I would only steal from the uber rich. Like, if I were able to just swindle money from, like, Elon Musk, Bezos, Gates, all the big sillies where they wouldn't miss it, I would take it in a heartbeat. But if I'm just screwing the little guy to have $1 billion, I can't do that and live with myself. But if I screw the rich guys and take some of their table scraps, then I'm fine with it. Yes.
You would be fine with it? But what if you had to spend the last 10 years of your life in prison, though?
Oh, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't spend 10 minutes in prison, let alone 10 years. All right, we have to take a break. Ryan Zimmerman from the Washington Nationals is going to join us next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show, Junk Song 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're joined now by Ryan Zimmerman, Nats first baseman. He joins us on Nicklas Backstrom Appreciation Day here on 106.7 The Fan, and I know that he appreciates Nick Backstrom. Hmm. I remember seeing him in the stands at Capital One Arena during the Cup run, along with Max Scherzer going nuts supporting the Washington Capitals. So I know he supports him some Nicklas Backstrom. That I do know. What's up?
Yeah, me, not much, man. Yeah, me and Nikki have gotten to know each other pretty well, kind of obviously playing in this town for a long time together. Our kids actually go to the same school, and so it's he is a pro's pro, I guess you could say. He's one of the, you know, I think the best way to describe Nikki is he's exactly the same person as he was, whatever it is, 14 years ago or whatever it is, which I think is the ultimate compliment that you can have as an athlete who's had as much success as he has.
Is he one of your golfing buddies?
Yeah, we've golfed a few times. He's a good player, man. He can really play. We've played a couple times, and Yeah, put it this way, I would take him on my team. He's definitely under a five. He's a good player.
And he seems like those Swedes, man. I know I'm stereotyping here, but they're just cool under pressure. It seems like he would not get rattled out on the course. Like, he's not a guy who's going to snap his clubs if things aren't going right. Like, he's just even keel type of dude.
Well, you know who else is like that? Yeah. Zim is like that.
Zim's a lot like that too. Yeah,
Zim's like that.
Maybe I have some Swedes in my family tree. Maybe that's why we get along so well.
Yeah,
no,
maybe
but
that's
yeah, I mean, you, just like he is on the ice. Just like, I mean, the same way. If you're out to dinner having a glass of wine or something like, I mean, he literally is the same person at all times, and he's just such a good dude. And I'm happy for him. And he doesn't get enough recognition. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
Agree. Yeah.
Obviously, you know, Ovi's Ovi, and you know he deserves everything that he gets as well. But you know, I guarantee if you ask Ovi why, you know, a big part of the reason why he is who he is, Nicky would be the first name to come out of his mouth.
You know, I know you love golf, and we didn't get a chance much to talk about the Masters, but just kind of getting into like how Nick might be on the golf course and how Zim might be. I was telling the boys or I was telling my wife, I was watching, remember when Billy Horschel, he had a couple shots like out of the water, first time he was successful, and then I can't remember if it was Sunday or whatever, and remember and he buried it back in, and then he kind of like chunked it out, and it was just, he was having an awful hole. I think he ended up with like an 8 or a 9, you know, he had an EB special, and I know later he kind of lost a little of his temper, but in the moment, like these guys handle the worst, you know, disasters out on the golf course by and large so well. When you're going through that, Ryan, and you have, you know, an 8 or something, you know, you hit a tree coming out or something, are you as calm as you are on the baseball field, or do you have your moments?
Well, I mean, first of all, we just drop and hit another one. We're not hitting out of the water.
Right.
We're not playing for the course record or anything over here.
Right.
But I mean, my whole thing, I enjoy playing golf. For me, it's an escape. And I say this to people all the time that get mad. Those guys practice, you know, hours and hours to become good golfers. So when people get mad, I say, hey, when's the last time you went to the driving range, or when's the last time you, you know, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, what do you think's going to happen when you come out here? Like, you know, I think people get so upset. It's like golf is hard, man.
So hard.
You know, it's literally the ball is sitting right there, but it's so freaking hard to hit that thing.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm not one to get upset on the course. And honestly, like, you know, playing with people that throw their clubs and things. I mean, it is what it is. You know, you can do whatever you want on the course, but I just don't understand what people expect to happen when all you do is play golf. You don't practice, you don't work at it. But it is humorous, you know, watching people hit out of the water. You know, a good old putter throw always gets some good laughs. But how about the guy who broke his putter and had to finish
with a 3-wood, right?
With his 3-wood for the last few holes.
Yeah, and he made
pretty damn well with it.
He made some big putts with that thing too.
Yeah, not too bad actually.
Hey,
pretty
Zim,
sweet.
I wanted to ask you about you were hitting the ball great in the spring, and then obviously with the COVID stuff with Bell being out, you were playing full time. Now he's back, but you got the start yesterday, and you hit the bomb. It's always good to have you on the show when you know day after you hit a bomb. The pitch you hit. Just watching the replay, and FP was kind of breaking it down. It looked like it almost
inside, right?
It almost like jammed you, but you got the bat through the zone so quick, and you still got the barrel on it.
He tucked his hands in. I don't know how the hell you did
that. I mean, you just got the bat through that zone so quick. What were you looking for on that particular pitch?
Right. Yeah, that's the third kid power, we call it. You had that third kid, so now you have a little bit more power. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I think – when you get into an at bat like that, where
nine or ten pitches.
Yeah. It was either 0-2 or 1-2. I forget what it started at, but
then
you have a guy like Wainwright who, you know, literally can throw any pitch at any time. There's not too many of those guys left. I mean, that guy could throw you an 0-2 fastball or 0-2 curveball, and he could throw you a 3-1 fastball or 3-1 curveball. So you almost just get into battle mode and try and foul some things off, try as best as you can to lay off that curveball that starts in the zone and then goes under the zone, which he's so good at throwing. So you kind of just want to battle to get back into the count somehow. And then once you get back to even at 2-2 or, you know, you foul some of those good pitches off, then you kind of – the momentum switches back to your side because you've kind of seen every pitch now that he has to offer. He's kind of running out of ways to get you out. And honestly, the odds kind of get in your favor. The more pitches that they throw, the more of the good pitches that you can foul off, you know, the odds go up that he's going to make a mistake. So, I mean, and honestly, it's weird. Those kind of at-bats and the full count, you're really not trying to hit home runs, and it kind of shows you when you just simplify things and literally just try and stay short and barrel the ball up, how kind of less is more a lot. I think when people try and hit home runs or try and swing harder, the ball doesn't go as far. When you're literally just trying to square it up and make good contact, it's amazing how the ball goes. But, you know, that was a fun at bat, obviously.
Yeah,
it was always fun when you hit home runs. But he's, you know, Wainwright's one of the best pros out there too, so I enjoy facing him. There's not too many of us old guys left that get to play well into our 30s, so we respect each other. But it was a lot of fun, and obviously I think a big win for the team to go there and win a series and then come home and have four games with Arizona. If we can win this series, we're kind of right back where we need to be.
And Ryan, I heard our update guy yesterday on 106.7 The Fan, Craig Heiss, was mentioning, you know, getting back to Wainwright, your splits against him in your career are crazy. I mean, for a guy who's had as much success as he's had, you generally get the better of him when you guys face off against each other.
Yeah, we face each other quite a bit in the playoffs, quite a bit as well. But yeah, he's had an unbelievable career. You know, closing out World Series, then being a starter, and you know, just the longevity that he's had. You know, he's had some, you know, he blew his Achilles out. I think he's had Tommy John. So I mean, he's one of those guys who you just respect how he works and how he comes back from adversity. And you know, he just knows how to pitch. I mean, he's not going to throw 95, 96 anymore, but that curveball is still really good. And you know, he kind of works in and out, but it's you know, it's a fun matchup every time I face him.
Zim, how about two no-nos in the first 15 days of the season? It's nuts.
Yeah. It's I don't know, man. Everyone talks about pitching, and I don't. This whole moving the mound thing back, I think, is a little ridiculous. But
right.
You know, I baseball is a lot like other sports. You know, things come and go. They swing, the pendulum swings back and forth. I feel like, you know, everyone throws 95 to 100 now. And, you know, I think the pitching talent, as far as, you know, everyone throws harder and you know, you see these nasty pitches, has obviously gotten better. But I tell guys all the time, I just don't know if they know how to pitch as well as some of these veteran guys used to know how. And the ones that actually, you know, you got a guy like Jacob DeGrom who has both of it, then you see what happens. But we'll see what happens. But yeah, the pitchers seem to be winning the first few weeks of the season, so hopefully it swings back into our favor.
Hey Ryan, what's the chemistry like on this club? Is it too early to tell? Because that was kind of really what made 2019 so special, right? Was all the Latin guys and everybody just kind of having fun and buying in, and I don't know. What's the vibe like with this group?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a really good group, and it was, you know, we had a good spring training, a decent amount of new guys, so we all got to kind of know each other, and then obviously the COVID hiccup at the beginning of the season, you know, had a good group or a good chunk of our main group out for that first 10, 14 days, whatever it was, so to kind of get all those guys back. And you know, Schwarbs is a funny dude that obviously you put him in the middle of the lineup. You know, JB came back, had some walks, a hit. They were both hitting the ball really well in spring training, and it doesn't really look like that time off affected them too much, which is good.
Harrison's killing the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I knew he was a good player, you know, playing against him in Pittsburgh, and he's been an all-star, but he's just a good baseball player, man. Right. He's fun to watch. He you know, his baseball IQ is really high just talking with him. And he just has fun playing. You know, he's one of those guys where his energy and his attitude is contagious. And, he's getting off to a good start, and he can kind of play everywhere. So we got a bunch of guys who can kind of play a few places, and some veteran guys with some young guys. So I think it's similar to 19. Obviously, every team kind of creates its own identity and character. But I think we're off to a good start. And, you know, typical fashion for us, we have to go through some adversity in the beginning of the season. But I feel like that's kind of par for the course for us.
I read this yesterday. Eric, Harrison's uncle is John Shelby. Remember John Shelby?
Oh, really? Yeah. T-Bone.
Yeah, we used to love him. I wanted to ask you, Ryan. So yesterday, Pete Rose turned 80. You want to feel old?
Wow.
No, I certainly do.
Wow.
When I grew up, that was my guy, right? Pete was my guy. Any team I was on, I had to be 14. Clearly, Pete doesn't care about getting in the Hall of Fame. Apparently, he's now selling his picks for $89 a month, Jason.
So, oh, really? So, fat winners?
Yeah, you get his winners, which is hilarious. But who was your guy, Ryan, growing up? For me, it was Pete. Who was your guy?
Yeah, so, I mean, growing up in Virginia Beach, I had two guys. I mean, Cal Ripken was, he was a lot of people's guys everywhere, but especially kind of in the Mid-Atlantic. And, you know, he was just the guy that everyone looked up to, the way he played the game, his consistency. And then Chipper Jones was kind of the guy that was coming up and was sort of the new young. You know, I wore my pants up in Little League because Chipper Jones wore his pants up. So those two guys were sort of the ones that when I was in the backyard or when I was, you know, that's who I was hitting all the time. So, and crazy enough, I made my debut against Atlanta, and obviously Chipper was playing, and I got to know him pretty well. So,
that's pretty cool.
It's pretty fun to kind of grow up and see those guys and then actually get to play against them. But yeah, man, Pete Rose is 80.
Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable.
Holy cow.
I know. The years go by so quick. We forgot to ask Zim about the walk-up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played some OAR, I believe, on the way in. So
is that
I know
his,
he, you know, I know he likes those fellas. So.
Is that you have choice? One,
yeah, that was
Zim?
I like the song you played today. The T.I. Whatever You Like is the song I've had for years and years and years, which people ask me, they're like, I think that people are kind of like, why do you have that song? And I don't know. I've always liked it. But I don't discriminate at all with any types of music. I listen to literally everything. I love all kinds of music. I just like having music on. So I don't know if I can pick one song. I think maybe you guys should do something different every week and keep me on my toes.
All right, we'll do a medley. We'll just rotate some tunes for
you. There you go.
That'll be the move.
All right.
We know you
all
need to get some rest. You got the D-backs coming into Nats Park tonight, and we'll talk to you again next week, Ryan.
All right, thank you, buddy.
All right, good luck, guys. Good talking with you. See you.
Yep. Best of luck. When we come back, what is the new bedroom trend that is saving marriages across the country? We'll tell you about that next here on The Fan.
Golf season's here. Go to the source for the best selection in clubs, apparel, shoes, and more. Golfdom. Golfdom is fully stocked with the latest in clubs, including the Callaway Apex DCB Irons and Epic Woods. Shop all the new stylish clothing for on and off the course. Peter Millar, that's my guy. G4, Jay Lindbergh, Lululemon, and more. And for the new golfers, Golfdom's got great package set options to get you started. Golfdom's located in Tysons, or check them out online, golfdomgolf.com. Golfdom, live the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart.
Listen up, true crime podcast fans. Check out this new podcast on Odyssey. Stay Away from Matthew McGill tells the story of a man who left behind a box of materials, telling the story of an incredible life full of privilege, wealth, art, and intrigue. A series of coincidences leads reporter Eric Mennel to the box, sends him on a five-year-long search for what happened to its original owner, from Broadway in the 60s to a 747 hijacking in the 70s to the culture of drugs and luxury cars in 1980s Miami. The story culminates in McGill going on the run from the government and changing his name in order to disappear. Stay Away from Matthew McGill is a series about McGill's many secrets, his family, and his remarkable downfall. It's also a story about the 5 years Mennel spent trying to piece McGill's story back together. If you like true crime stories such as Criminal, you'll love a new podcast by one of its co-founders, Stay Away from Matthew McGill. Odyssey is your audio home for all of the podcasts, music, news, and sports that matter to you. That's AUDACY. Download the app if you haven't already.
You know, speaking of crime, I retweeted the story. It's been making the rounds for the last 48 hours or so, maybe even longer. Mm-hmm. Those of us that were enthralled with Making a Murderer when that came out, I don't even know to believe this, but if this is true, I mean, this could be massive. They're saying that there's a new witness. Now, where was this witness when this show blew up or when the case was huge at the time? Mm-hmm. It's always kind of mind-boggling to me that something like this could actually happen. But there's a new witness that says it was a delivery driver, mm-hmm. that says they were driving around the property, and like maybe a day or two or within a few days or whatever, I can't know the exact time frame, of after Teresa Halbeck disappeared, and he saw Stephen Avery's, I guess, nephew, one of his nephews, pushing the car with somebody else, an older guy, on the property. Remember how they found the her car?
They found the car on that property, correct.
On that property, and it looked like it was kind of like hastily put there. There was maybe like some wood against it and some branches.
Mm-hmm. Guarantee it was a beater.
Yeah, it was a beater.
It was some sort of Toyota or something, I think. Whatever it was. And this leads them to believe it was Bobby Dassey, not Brendan
Dassey. His brother.
And there's been a lot of, remember, Bobby turns out was way into the porno. Remember they found all that porn on the computer and, you know, kind of like, you know, Bobby Dassey has been, for all of us that are into the Reddit, you know, rabbit holes and everything, he's been a prime can. Did he set up his brother? Or I can't remember if Bobby is Brendan's brother or I can't remember quite the relationship. It's been a few years since I've been deep in it.
I believe they're brothers. Bobby
the brothers,
and Brendan.
Yeah. And Brendan was a little slower. And, mm-hmm. you know, some of the theories is that Bobby set up his brother
Bobby!
To take the fall for what he did.
Man, that was...
And Bobby was really the deviant of the two.
It was actually... it was actually a Toyota RAV4. Now I love RAV4s.
Right.
My daughter's got one. Now, this was a poopy RAV4, but this was 16
this was a long
years
time ago.
Right. Yeah. I can't believe it was 16 years. Mm.
Yeah.
Really? So he might be the lead suspect now, huh?
Well, if this is this delivery driver to be believed? Where the hell was this guy when the doc came out? Where the hell was this guy 16 years ago when this case was getting all kinds of publicity? That's the only thing that makes me crazy.
I don't know. Maybe he was out there and no one listened to him before. Who knows?
But he says as he drove by, Bobby and the other guy saw him and they were suspiciously pushing the victim's vehicle a few days after the slaying occurred.
Mm.
And he says that when Bobby saw him driving by, Bobby attempted to step in front of the car to block him from leaving the property. God only knows what he was going to do to him. But then he was worried for his safety and he zoomed out of there somehow. So I don't know if
I don't know if you can reopen it based on one guy's.
I don't know.
Testimony and who knows even if the state or the county, I don't know, the lead prosecutor would take him seriously. You know, they probably figure we got the guys who did it. It's done.
Well, that's what they said from the beginning.
Yeah.
From the very beginning, they just immediately honed in on Avery. And what I've learned from watching some of these crime documentaries, and it's kind of unfortunate, even these people that get falsely accused and, you know, they end up serving 20 years wrongly, and it's just horrible. Oftentimes, it's because they didn't commit this crime, but they had a lot of dark stuff happen in their lives, and they, had other, like Steve Avery, we kind of had some horrible stuff that he was involved in before. So it makes him look like the suspect. Mm-hmm. And the cops feel good about just pinning it on him, even if it's maybe a little dicey. You get a bad
Wasn't
guy.
Wasn't he involved
the
in a rape before that?
There were some allegations. And remember, he killed a cat or something. And he threw one in a bonfire. Or something. Just like hillbilly stuff. Just crazy stuff.
Oh,
that's not hillbilly. That's crazy serial killer type of stuff.
No,
throwing a cat into a bonfire.
Understood.
He
you're
is
right.
The purest
yes.
definition
right.
of a hillbilly, Avery.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Right.
No, you're right. But I'm just saying that a lot of times you'll see these people that are falsely accused or wrongly. It's easy because they had such dark backgrounds too.
Right.
But that didn't mean they did everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
No.
So,
but when the county and the prosecutor and the local police department almost plant evidence, because that was the theory, to make mm-hmm. it look like it, they're done. They got no shot. I mean, it's not like they could afford the best lawyers.
Right. Well, he's got the great one. He's got that Zellner chick.
Well, now he does, yeah.
Yeah, and she's been working on it for a few years, and a lot of people have lost faith. But don't lose faith. She usually gets her people off. So it'd be something to keep an eye on.
Just need to remind everybody, we are in the middle of Nicholas Backstrom Appreciation Day here on 106.7 The Fan. In case you missed it, Nicholas Backstrom joined us at 7:40. You can get the Odyssey app, rewind, and listen to that if you missed it. Coming up, Craig Lachlan at 11:30 and 12:45, Caps GM Brian McClellan with B. Mitch and Finley. And later, Alex Ovechkin at 4:30 with Grant and Danny. You don't want to miss that. We will see you tomorrow. We're the Junks on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.